Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, I know that you want to share with us about your abiding time. Talk to us, man. What's the Lord saying?
Wow. Well, I just really, really love Proverbs.
Yes.
It just never fails. You know, every time I read them, there's always something that just jumps out at me. And here recently, it's just like there's this common theme, especially in the earlier chapters of Proverbs. You know, over and over again, you know, and he speaks to you like he's talking to you specifically. Because a lot of them start off as, my son, listen to me.
Right.
I got something to say to you. And over and over and over again. And it was just really encouraging. And I think in Proverbs 4, he said, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, this is one of my favorites, he says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And wow. I've always loved that scripture. I just meditate on that, and it's amazing how life, you know, tends to reveal that so many ways. You know, when you don't guard your heart, when you're not careful what you allow into your life,
wow.
You know, whether it's through your eyes, your ears, the company that you keep, the thoughts that you think. I mean, it's just amazing how quickly you can get polluted.
Sure.
You know, by not guarding your heart.
Wow.
You know, and how things just change around you when you're you're not careful with that. And it's just, I see such a difference when I'm like when we went on this fast, I was very careful to guard my heart.
Yeah.
You know, because I really wanted God to speak
during
that time. You know, you just don't want to go through all this, you know.
Fasting.
And, you know, I don't
no
say
food,
anything.
Just water.
Just
right?
Putting things down and, you know, dying to your flesh. You know, why go through all that and not take full advantage of this?
Sure.
You know, cutting off all television, cutting out, you know, anything, any excess stuff.
Right.
And just really just focusing on God and, you know, and what he's saying. And of course, he's just amazing. He gave me so much grace during that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And I'm just... It just the longer I walk with the Lord, I'm so aware of how important it is to guard your heart.
Yeah,
you got to protect it.
Yeah,
at all cost. And that's what he says. He says above all else, which to me that's above everything else I've said to you. Make sure you guard your heart, because it's so quickly to turn. You know, when things come in, life hits you in the face, and it's easy.
Yeah,
you know, if you're not careful.
It's funny you say that during the fast. It's kind of one of the themes that the Lord was speaking to me about.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. When you're going on a fast, what happens is that your heart oftentimes is revealed to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Word of God says that your heart...
What's not dead yet?
Yeah, the Word of God says that your heart is deceitfully wicked. No man can know it.
Mm-hmm.
And God is the one that can reveal to us the things that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to position ourselves.
That's right.
You know, I've noticed that God doesn't speak if we're not listening. You know, we don't have an ear to listen.
That's right. That's why he says over and over again, listen to me, pay attention. I got something to say.
Yeah.
And then Proverbs 8, and I was talking about this morning with the guys, and he says, now my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instructions and be wise and do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. Whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord.
Mm.
And I just, you know, over and over and over again, it's like, all right, God, what are you saying here? Am I not listening? Am I not paying attention?
Right.
What have I missed?
Right.
You know, what have I just kind of just, you know, flippantly just brushed off? It wasn't, I thought it maybe wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because God's voice, he's a small, still voice. He doesn't yell.
Mm-mm.
It's a whisper. You got to listen. That's why he says you got to sit and watch at my door daily.
Mm.
You know, you got to spend that time with him daily. You're not going to hear. You're not going to know. I mean, life hits you in the face so fast. You know, they say, you're working on something instead of sitting there listening to him.
Yeah.
You know, because Satan's so, you know, he constantly reminds you of, you know, responsibilities and tasks and
shiny object there.
Or, you know, how worthless you are, that kind of thing. But you just can't listen to it. You just got to sit there and soak and pay attention to what he's saying.
Yeah. Now, the heart's so important because, it's, you know, you're reading in Proverbs that, you know, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring. And the wellspring means it's a fountain. It's the source of life.
That's right.
It's the source. Mm-hmm. And whatever, you know, comes out of the heart is what makes a man unclean. It's not about what's going in. It's the stuff that's coming out.
Right. And it's only with your heart that a man can believe and be saved. It comes through the heart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know? It's so important.
Guarding it is everything. You know, in Mark, you know, they were talking about in Mark 7, there's a dialogue going on about, you know, what makes a man clean and what makes a man unclean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, the Pharisees are always concerned about, you know, ceremonial things, traditional things that really had no, it was all for show. You know, I was reading today and I didn't, you know, it's just simmering on some of the things in the scriptures. And I know that God wants to share more with me about that. But one of the things just that I was reading was about the seven woes that he talks to the Pharisees all about. And the whole thing that Jesus was always getting onto the Pharisees. And I mean, he was just letting them have it, was because they were trying to represent God in a way that was not even right. I mean, it was all this outward external stuff. And one of the things that they were all about was this outward, you know, appearances and traditions. And he says, you know, they're concerned about Jesus' disciples not washing their hands before they eat. And he's like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm about to unleash on you here. And he went on to say that what comes out of a man is what makes him clean, unclean. Mm-hmm. What comes out of a man? For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. Mm. For it doesn't go into, the heart. But we're talking about this other area. I read this out of line, but basically, it's just going to say that it comes from the inside. Mm-hmm. Inside your heart is what makes you unclean. Mm-hmm. That's coming out of your heart, and the Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes when people are just, you know, saying things, they're not just saying stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Their heart is full of it, and that's the stuff that's just overflowing and leaking out.
Right.
And so we can know what is in others' heart, but we can also know what's in our heart. Mm-hmm. We need to pay attention to some of the things that we're discussing and talking about. Mm-hmm. And I love what Proverbs says, is that a wise man and a wise woman gives thought to their ways. And it's important to sit back and inventory and evaluate, how did that come across and how did I come across? And sometimes there's a disconnect with the way we think that we're showing up, but then there's reality. This is how you really are showing up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's important to know what's going on.
Well, that's why it's so important to abide. I mean, if you're not constantly filling yourself with the Word of God and filling yourself with His presence, then, you know, nothing but junk's going to come out. All that stuff you're talking about, you know, that is constantly we're being bombarded with. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Pretty simple. Garbage in.
Garbage out.
Right? Good stuff in.
Good stuff out. Good fruit.
That's it.
That's right.
And Jesus' reply to the religious leaders of the day was him quoting Isaiah. And he says, you know, these people, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And he says, they worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. And Jesus he compares this vain worship versus true worship, heart worship. And vain worship is a worship that's useless, that means nothing, that amounts to, it's just useless. You know, we're just going through the motion. I like that Matthew West song, I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to live one more day without your all-consuming power and love living inside of me. And if you're not careful, if your heart's not in it, if your heart is not close to the Lord, if your heart is not pure before God, mm-hmm. you know, you can walk in religious ways. Mm-hmm. You can do things that look, have an appearance, the Bible says, have an appearance of godliness, but yet they denied the power thereof. It can look godly, mm-hmm. but God is nowhere in sight.
That's right. Yeah, Luke 6:45 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. Mm-hmm. An evil man brings evil things out of the evil that's stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
Wow.
That's something.
So it matters.
It does matter.
It matters. So when you're talking to others and you're instructing others and when you're your own guidelines for your own self, you're saying it matters what I listen to. It matters what I sit in front of. It matters mm-hmm. what my eyes see and what my ears hear and the conversations that I'm a part of. It does matter because it affects you. It affects your heart. It affects your spirit, man. It will just take you down. And the thing about, you know, our hearts is that our hearts dictate everything. And what we really need to have, you know, when you go to see the medical doctor, they always want to do like a, you know, give you like a checkup. Mm-hmm. And they want to do inventory of your physical body and say, hey, do you have any pain anywhere? You know, what's your medical history? Mm-hmm. Does this run in your mother's side, your father's side? And they go down a checklist of things. But, you know, it's important that we do a heart check. You know, we do a spiritual check and really mm-hmm. take, you know, inventory and evaluate. And what I've noticed when I look at what Jesus has said to the Pharisees and religious people of that time, people that really weren't walking with God, although mm-hmm. they try to represent themselves as they were,
right.
that hardened hearts, hardened heart, someone that has a hard heart, that leads them into a place of pride, and that pride wants them to be blind, and that blindness causes them to be deceived. It's like it's a progression. You know, your heart gets harder, the harder and harder and harder your heart gets, the more prideful a person becomes, and then the more prideful a person is, the more blind that they are. They can't see. And when you can't see, you fall to all sorts of deception.
Right.
And that's why truth is so important. Like you were saying, Pat, abiding and spending time with the Lord and reading his word and allowing the word to be the mirror to your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a religious person reads the scripture, there's two people that read the scripture, right? A person that has the right heart towards a God, and then there's a religious person that is reading the word of God, not for what the word of God would say to them as a mirror, mm-hmm. but they're looking for scriptures to confirm their lifestyle or to try to manipulate the word in a way that basically condones or approves of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And the idea of spending time with God and abiding is to allow God's truth to penetrate our heart.
Right.
You know, and when that truth penetrates, it begins to soften and soften and soften and help us to really give our whole heart to the Lord and say, okay, God, you know, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit, you know, about that, about this, Pat. Let's talk about the prodigal son, because the prodigal son, he had a heart situation there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something happened there mm-hmm. with his heart. The beginning was different than the end. Talking about the heart. And how important it is that we guard it. And I know, Pat, you were talking about above all else. But above all else, to guard your heart, because it is the wellspring, the source of life. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how going on, you know, a fast, an extended fast like that, allows us mm-hmm. to hear from God and allows us to, you know, allow him to search us.
Yeah.
There's a psalm says, you know, search me, O Lord, and know my thoughts. See if there's any anxious thoughts within me mm-hmm. and lead me in the way everlasting. You know,
yeah, kind of liken it to like an oil change. When you go on this fast, you purge out all that black gook out of your engine
yeah.
and you put fresh new oil in.
Mm.
It's the same thing with this fast. You know, you purge out all this garbage that's been going that you may have allowed in your life.
Right. You know? Undetected, because
you don't
live with stuff, but there's stuff that, yeah. that creeps in if you're just yeah. not careful.
So, when you die to your flesh like that, for that period of time, it's just like a rebooting and a re-flushing of yourself. You know?
Sure, a resetting.
Reset, yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful. You know, we were talking as well about how a hard heart, there's a progression with, you know, our heart can take. and that people that harden their hearts, mm-hmm. the more that you harden your heart to God's truth, means God's truth is going forth and you don't respond to it, then your heart becomes hardened. Mm-hmm. And the harder your heart gets, you begin to move in pride.
Right.
And then the progression of that pride is that you become blind, mm-hmm. and you can't see. Spiritually, you cannot see.
Right.
And then you fall to all sorts of deception.
Right.
And I think about the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. I mean, something happened with this prodigal son here that the scriptures talk about in the Gospels, where he thought that he had it going on and that he was going to be able to call the shots, and he demanded that his father give him an inheritance, and his father let him mm-hmm. go. And he started on a journey, not a wise journey, but he started on a journey that resulted in him, you know, living a wild life, the Bible says. And he wasted, not only wasted his time, he wasted his father's resources, he wasted his inheritance. And finally, he comes to the point of brokenness. You know, it's so important to allow people to come to bottom, to allow people to come to the end of their stuff. Mm-hmm. And I look at the father in the situation, and I'm like, man, this guy was an awesome father, you know, because he understood. He understood that, listen, we're not going to come to God in our head. We're going to be able to come to God in our heart. And he understood with wisdom that his son needed process. Mm-hmm. His son needed not to make a head decision, but needed to make a heart decision. And if it took him going on a journey, it was going to be okay. And so he didn't try to stop, you know, the journey. He didn't try to support his son on the journey. He mm-hmm. said, oh, it's like that?
Right.
Well, let me help you out. You know, mm-hmm. let me give you some funds.
I'll help you out.
And you can be on your way. And so he was on his way. And he comes to the end of himself, mm-hmm. and he realizes, man, I don't even have food to eat. You know, one day, when you come to the end of yourself and you wind up thinking, like, how did I get here? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did I get here? What happened? Because you know what? After the money goes, after the friends and the drinking and the drugs and the girls and all, when all that stuff is done, when all the wild living is done, because it doesn't last forever, mm-mm. and you all you have is yourself and your situations and your problems, and you can't run anymore, and you can't do anything about it, you come to a place, hopefully, of soberness, where you can begin to start evaluating and saying, man, how did I get here? How did I get here? I mean, the prodigal son winds up going over to, you know, this place is like, maybe I can sell myself. Maybe, you know, right. I can work for these folks, and he's feeding these pigs, and he's gets to so bottom where he's actually looking and saying, man, that pig food, you know what I'm saying?
That's looking pretty tasty.
That looks a little good, you know? He starts hallucinating and saying, maybe that I could substitute and close my eyes and eat it real quick, and then maybe that's barbecue or something. but I long to have that. But he has a moment of soberness, if you will. He has a moment where his heart went on this journey, and it got soft and more soft and more soft. That's the thing, because, you know, it doesn't necessarily always take these crushing blows. It doesn't always take these major setbacks for us to have this realization. But God loves us enough that says, you know, well, if you know, I'm going to give you the sandpaper that you need. You know, there's fine sandpaper. Mm-hmm. And then we got some heavy duty stuff. You let me know what you want,
right.
And I will give you as you need. And you know, call me a punk, but I don't like pain. You know what I'm saying? I stump my toe, and I'm like, ouch! Time out. I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know. And I see that some folks they don't have a bottom; they have subterranean basements. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, you're going to hit China after a while. Do mm-hmm. that. You're going to hit. You're gonna hit the solid ground there, and then what? And you know, you can fall on the rock, or the rock can fall on you. But I tell you, it's more merciful if you just fall on the rock, because he loves you and certainly has a plan for your life. But Patty comes to the end there where he says, you know, I need to go back to my father's house. Mm. You know, I need to go back to the place of where it all started, man, where I know that there's love. I know that I'm mm-hmm. accepting, you know, these people don't love me out of here. You know what I'm saying? And maybe my dad will just bring me on. You know, maybe I can just do something out there. Mm-hmm. And he starts heading back, not knowing what's going to happen there. Not knowing, hey, am I going to be rejected? I've done so much, man. Uh-huh. It's like, how do I show up now? I've got a brother out there, you know. Like, how do I show up to this? Mm-hmm. And he shows up. And I have a picture of this in my office. My son actually bought this for me for Christmas. I have a portrait of the prodigal son returning to the father.
Oh, wow.
And, man, it's beautiful. I have it because, you know, that's my story.
Right.
You know?
It's all of our stories.
Yeah. And it's many people's story. You know, that, listen, God wants us. He's luring us back. He wants us to turn our hearts to him, not our head to him. And he's not looking in behavior modification. He's not looking for us to just do certain things because we know that's what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. He wants us to do the right thing because we have fully surrendered our heart and we are willing to live a surrendered life to him. Let me tell you something. We got started talking about our heart and how important it is. Mm-hmm. It's important for you to have the right heart towards God. Don't harden your heart anymore. If you hear his voice, don't stuff your ears. Say, God, here I am, and I'll follow. Continue to soften my heart. Continue to bring me back to you, and let God lead you and direct you. And I promise you, if you give him your heart 100%, God will change your life forever.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.